concern here is that this particular legislation would have an impact on bed night in Leitrim and the Northwest in general. And if you take, for example, County Leitrim itself, apart from the couple of hotels that we have in Carrick and Shannon, you start to move your way down into the Mid Leitrim and North Leitrim, there is not hotel accommodation available. There has been ones in Drumshambo and Leitrim Village, and then north of that there isn't. So the only source of getting people to stay overnight has been B&B type accommodations or rental houses or cottages or the various other types that are advertised. So we have to ensure that there is no impact on those numbers, because there has been a lot of investment in tourism potential here in County Leitrim in terms of, for example, walkways, greenways, the further development earmarked. And if we are to get people to use these tourism infrastructure that we have, then we're going to have facilities that those people can stay in the area. And another example, of course, is the Shed Distillery Visitor Experience, which attracts a huge amount of people. But many people who would come to this part of the world want to stay maybe 1, 2 to 3 nights. And we must protect those bed nights. And I can understand what Minister Burke is trying to do here. But we need to balance it against a situation where we would not lose those vital bed nights. Now, this legislation has a good bit to go. So I'd be hopeful that over the course of the next number of months, that local authority members like myself and others will have the possibility of meeting with the minister, discussing the legislation, the possible negative impacts of it, and ensuring that when the legislation is finally approved and goes through the houses, that there is an input locally here in places like Leitrim, where we don't have sufficient number of hotel beds.
And whereas there's obviously an emergency in relation to trying to get property, and there's a major crisis in relation to property for long-term rental, we don't want to fall into a trap here where they could be almost robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, I think it's a balancing act, really. There's probably situations where Fáilte Ireland want to ensure the quality of some of these bed nights and the quality of the place to stay in, and I understand that as well. And there really is others who could be encouraged back. The rental market is very, very scarce at the moment for people looking for long-term rents. And we know that because of the fact that they aren't there. If you only have to look at daft.ie, and you only have to listen to people who I listen to day after day who are seeking long-term accommodation, and it's not out there. So, I don't know if this the solving of it, but certainly I can see it being a quick fix for that solution. If what it might do, as you suggest there, is damage on the one hand, the other side of which tourism, where there's a lot of people earn their living from here in County Leitrim, and we have to ensure that it doesn't have an adverse effect on that economy, the local tourist economy, which, you know, it's difficult to say the least, but a lot of people depend on the number of bed nights here in County Leitrim to sustain their local tourism business, and that needs to be protected.